This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The Western Illinois University Board of Trustees consists of 7 people appointed by the governor and 1 Western student elected by fellow students. Late last week, Governor J.B. Pritzker used his authority to appoint 7 brand new board members, and they wasted no time setting priorities. The board held its quarterly meeting as scheduled on Friday, even though the governor announced the new trustees just the day before. Trustees heard Western President Jack Thomas talk about the university's accomplishments, the decreases in state funding, and the competitive and changing landscape in higher education.
We must meet the needs of our fellow taxpayers and students today and for generations to come.
Dr. Thomas also listed the steering teams and task forces he's put together to help guide the university and position it for the future. When Thomas concluded his more than 25 minutes of remarks, board member Jackie Thompson jumped in. She's worried about the sharp drop in Western student enrollment in recent years.
I do have a concern that when we start having task force, we're developing more paper, and I think we have an immediate issue here with enrollment. Yeah. We don't have time to talk and write reports. We have to have action.
Thompson was not alone with that thought. Trustee Nick Paget said Western needs to bring in more students without sacrificing standards.
The facilities are so greatly underutilized now. The faculty is underutilized. The town of Macomb is underutilized. The businesses are suffering. And this has to be the singular goal, is to increase new student enrollment.
Paget said the entire community should pull together and work to attract new students. Trustee Polly Radosh agreed with Thompson and Paget. She also said Western is not doing enough to seek out opportunities that could attract students. Radosh cited, as an example, the wind farm that's about to be built just north of Macomb.
We need a partnership. GIS, geography, physics should be expanding. We ought to be taking what we... We ought to be taking what we have and using it regionally to be a hook that can be a micro lab for the entire state within our institution.
Western's administration has announced plans to reduce the number of faculty members in the programs Radosh mentioned, and the administration intends to end the degree program in geography and GIS. Later in the meeting, Vice President for Student Services Ron Williams told trustees that many students who visit the campus and meet with staff members end up enrolling, despite what they might have heard about Western's challenges.
We're able to talk about all the good and thwart some of the bad things that people have seen or heard through the media.
Trustee Polly Radosh countered that the administration should not blame the media.
The press are reporting on the things that are happening, and if student morale is low and they're going home and telling their families that WIU is going under, or that their program may not be here, or that there's another cut coming and don't apply, it's going to be just as damaging to us as anything else that we can imagine with our numbers.
Radosh said Western must stabilize its program so prospective students know what's available to them. Williams said he was not trying to blame the press, but rather was praising the value of the face-to-face meetings on campus. Western's board is not scheduled to meet again until June, but trustees are talking about holding another meeting before then to focus solely on student enrollment issues. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.